Hi, I'm Lucas James.
And I'm Jordan Ross.
And we're the co-hosts of How to Scale an Agency. After scaling our own agencies to over $185,000 per month in sales and working with agencies doing hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue like Hawk Media and Neil Patel, we've made this show to interview the top digital marketing agency owners and highlight the fastest ways to scale your agency. If you would like to join the best digital marketing agency community on the planet and let us help you scale, go to twiz.io to sign up today. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of How to Scale. I'm on with Spencer Bunting. His company, Red Shark Digital, is an award-winning SEO firm that does a lot of work in Webflow, helps brands with branding and identity design. Really excited to have you on the show. Thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.
So, Spencer, what makes you different? I see that you have on the header for your website a digital marketing agency that puts you first. What makes that's such a different statement than, let's say, other marketing agencies that you've seen?
Yeah, so we take a close approach in understanding who we're working with first, the person we're talking to. So we're kind of firm believers that in B2B, we are B2B with our as a company. However, those businesses we're working with are people that we're talking to at the end of the day. So we focus on understanding them. We ask a lot of prelim questions and try to understand the friction that a company may be feeling or experiencing, the problems they're experiencing, that then our solution is attached to. So it's, a lot of agencies like us will say that we're looking to surface your problems and offer solutions to them, but we start there immediately. We don't immediately go into our solution. So digital marketing that works for you. We want people to know that we're not order takers. We like to view ourselves as partners with them. But we want to be able to surface that global objective that will allow them to feel relief by having those problems solved, and then we build from there.
That's awesome. And what would you say has helped you grow the business so far to date? Is there any channels or anything that's been successful for growth for you?
Yeah. So with regards to channels and actual tactics we may implement, paid search has always been a thing that's brought us the most. When we push more effort to that, it brings us in. With regards to as an agency, what we've prioritized as broaders, we've always prioritized in a sense showing off what we've done and what we do. Our core mantra as a company is to be better, and we do not view that as being better than our competitors or being better than other, if the in-house teams, etc. We treat that from the top down, myself all the way down to the interns that are coming in. They hear it day one that we are trying to be better than the last thing we did. So this next project we're working on, we want it to be better than the one that got us this job. We want this next piece of content we're creating, we want to have a higher ROI for our client. We continue to push forward with that same energy towards excellence and doubling down into that realm, but then also speaking about it, showing the world what we've done, what we can accomplish, and what we accomplished for our clients has been something that's definitely brought us a lot of success, is being really good at what we do, showing that off often. And then when that's not working from an organic side, we lean into, paid advertising tactics, and paid search is what works most there.
Right. And so would you say that, what kind of paid ads? Is it Facebook ads or Google ads, or what kind of paid ads?
Yeah. So for us specifically, we know that most of the time, we've done a lot with different brand awareness. So short form video, long form video ads, more webinar style video ads. We've attempted email distribution and email. So, acquiring lists, but also drip campaigns with lead aggregators and things like that. And those have brought mediocre success, but we've found a lot of our best success and consistent success comes from lower funnel tactics. So with regards to display, we do retarget on social. However, we're not trying to disrupt on social with brand awareness, because they're not our type of our client, which are our businesses. They're not really converting for our type of service on social so much as they would, some of our clients would as well. What works for us is the really lower funnel but high intent methods, where through paid search via Google as well as Bing in some cases. And then recently we've been leaning a lot more into PMax campaigns. So it's paid search with the display component there as well, to kind of reinforce that. They may not click on our link, but then we're one of the first or second things they see the next few places they go. because of their actual search query with inside of Google. So paid search is primarily it, with some retargeting display both on social and the web to support and bring and nurture those audiences.
And if somebody has a referral that they want to send over to you, do you guys have like a partner program? If someone's hearing this and they want to start working with you, or they know someone who wants to start working with you, what's the best way for them to send someone your way?
Yeah, so we work with a couple different ways with regards to partners. So we have a we're loosely developing a fractional program currently. It's not necessarily a subscription model, but where you can buy a block of hours and as well as different levels to allow a member of our team to be kind of at your disposal at any given time, as well as hours of work you can pull in. So if you need a account manager to work alongside you that has the expertise, you know, you may be in the traditional space and you need an account manager who has more expertise in the digital space, they're able to come alongside and work with you. We also have true referral partnerships that we have. So it's a two-way sync where, you know, if you refer us business, we provide you with a rebate on every lead that's closed. And then the same thing, we would refer, you know, we refer your business, because we kind of are in the sense that the, you know, the price is the price when it comes to business. And we know that our price isn't for everybody, but that doesn't mean we can't aid in being a solution for everyone. So we know that there are services that we don't necessarily want to be working with, but also that we may not be the best with.
Yeah.
So we may refer those services out, as well as we may refer services out that maybe under budget, or maybe honestly maybe too large for us as well. So we have work to refer as well. So it's two different ways we view partnerships.
That's super cool. And with your ROI calculator on your website, that SEO one, I think it's pretty cool. How has that helped you get leads? Is that where you send people for ads?
Yeah, so we send people there from some different cold email stuff. Yeah. We've done actually a couple of different methods of that. We've sent out to actual businesses, and we've also sent out to other agencies that act. And the messaging of those is different. Our partner account manager is the one speaking, sending agencies there. So it's like, help your clients understand the value of SEO by using this calculator, and then help you understand the ROI of SEO by using this calculator. Yeah. From our standard account managers going out to leads. And we really wanted to see that, for see what's important. And we wanted to see, we've seen some data where people will go and utilize the calculator, and then they won't convert on the calculator with regards to like actually submitting their information. But what they will do is they'll, in that same session, go schedule a meeting or contact us through a different form. And right. we utilize mixed panel for analytics.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah.
When tracking that, we've got the flows set up that show us all the way through from completion to incompletion as well, and some different views. But we have the custom properties there, so it lets us know, like, we're not keeping proprietary data from that pulling in, but we could show the budgets they're using. So the initial calculation they're doing is being saved as custom parameters inside of the events in mixed panel. So then we're able to look at like a month's worth of data and see on average, what are people spending? If we have 200 right. people do it, or 100 people do it, even if they convert or not, it kind of gives us an understanding of what are people spending in the budget range, or claiming they're spending or potentially going to be spending. It just helps us understand when we're talking. If we can see that data before we talk to a lead, we kind of know when we're talking to them, like, okay, our minimum is X. We know you're kind of, how's that work with you? We kind of have that soft understanding of they're already spending more than that or less than that. We know where we have to, how we move to match.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So I am curious too, as well, how does, what was your journey like with paid advertising? Like, did you instantly start seeing an ROI when you started running ads, or was it something that took a while? Because a lot of people don't know how they should go about starting a paid advertising campaign.
Yeah, so we went through a couple of different rounds. We've turned it on and off as we've needed more business and had slower times. I had slower times with business or with leads, and then when things get heavy, we'll throttle it back a little bit. But we typically lean into specific services within our campaigns, for ourselves at least. So we're not out there competing with digital marketing. We've niched beyond that into, and we're not even competing in website development. We're competing in webflow development. So the same with most things in business. If you can find your niche that allows you to, you know, dive deep in and pull a large amount of market share, And I'm not saying we're pulling a large amount of market share. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I know that we're competing nationally with those terms. When it came to planning, it's understanding what is the most economical type of keywords that we're using inside the ads as well. This past go round, when we started ramping things up, we experienced a slower roll than we typically have in the past. But there's been a lot of turbulence around paid ads this year inside of Google specifically, and with regards to broad match versus phrase match, and it's been kind of massaging that every day to get it in the right place, and then layering in the PMax campaigns with it as well for trackability attribution. We had to massage and get past some pretty large learning phases, it felt like. And then here in the last, I guess, 3 months or so, it really throttled, like it jumped right back up. It finally kind of clicked into play. So
right.
I guess it would say the getting started, we start with identifying the market we're trying to emerge into, the specific X factor in a sense that allows us to have a niche there that actually has enough traffic to make it worth it, and then consistently touching it. Don't just wait for the learning phase to be over. Continue to try things, experiment with things, experiment until it gets to the right point where you're getting those leads at the right dollar amount that matches up with what you budgeted and what makes it the most sense for you when you're selling to those folks later on.
That's amazing. So where can people go if they want to get started working with you? Is there any place that, you know, they can go on the website to get in contact? Any offer you have for them?
Yeah, so with regards to working with us, there's a couple options. If you're interested in website projects, we have a project quote tool. It's right there in our drop-down of services menu. That steps you through kind of the main questions we need to know in order to give you a really good quote on our project. If you're interested in SEO, the SEO calculator that you mentioned is a great place to get started just to see if you're already working with SEO, if it's working for you, and also kind of teaches you a little bit about how we look at campaigns and what we need from a client or a lead before we begin working with them. And then with regards to general inquiries, if you're interested in just learning more about digital marketing, paid ads, social media, any creative services as well, we do have our standard contact page where you can submit a standard contact form, and we'll reach back out to you. One of the team members will get back up with you within an hour or so, and we'll get the first meeting scheduled. And then that first meeting, we get to know one another. We'll spend about 20 minutes getting to know one another, and then we move into talking about the work. We want to make sure that we're working well with you, you're working well with us, because at the end of the day, it's a relationship, and we want to make sure we take our time there.
That's awesome. Well, for everybody listening, Red Shark Digital is spelled redsharkdigital.com. Go check out their website. Definitely recommend checking out their website SEO ROI calculator, because it is pretty cool. I've been playing around with it while we've been having this conversation. It's actually nice. I think most people don't have a way of measuring that. It's cool to see that you have at least basic way to show people. So if anyone's interested, Webflow development, I've been looking at their website, great designs, really cool stuff. So great for having you on, Spencer. I appreciate it. And until next time, everybody. Thank you.